sacral toll-free call-in line here on the live New Year's Eve edition.
New Year's Day.
New Year's Day, excuse me. New Year's, and it seems like Eve should just follow this up. New Year's Day edition of Free Talk Live. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to do. Talk about, yeah, that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's an interactive program, and you can call in, talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733. Also, bear in mind, you can go to the website at freetalklive.com and post whatever you want. There are, you know, space for news items or videos, blog posts, whatever you'd like. People can vote them up, vote them down. And there'll be, you know, all the eyes that hit freetalklive.com, which is large, let me tell you, we'll see your news story if it gets voted at the top. It's freetalklive.com. So, Stephanie, I, you know, that the center on many people's minds right now is the presidential run. In 2 days, they will be voting.
Yes.
Caucusing in Iowa.
It seems like there's kind of a mania going around with so many people getting excited about it and news stories and stuff. I tried not to get caught up in it, and you know, I kind of try not to pay too much attention to it. But
you do do a radio show, and
yeah. And it's undeniable that it's out there.
Yes.
But I heard you have some story that you wanted me to hear for the first time,
right,
live on the air, and get my reaction.
Right, I won't. I'm not going to share the story with you until I wasn't going to share it ahead of time, but it's interesting. And you know, there's what's been interesting about this race is, you know, some candidates are up, some, and then they're down, and then they've stayed down all the way through. So Michelle Bachmann, I think, was the first one to spike.
Yeah.
And then what? Herman Cain spiked after her.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if I'm forgetting somebody.
Rick Perry. Right.
Rick Perry. Yeah, he spiked after Michelle Bachmann before Herman Cain. You're right.
Yeah.
And then Newt Gingrich spiked, and it looks like he's trailing off now. And another one is spiking out there. And I want to read you a story about this guy and get your reaction and the reaction of anybody.
This is not Ron Paul, right?
This is not Ron Paul. This is Rick Santorum.
Okay.
And I want to get your reaction to this story as, you know, sort of a genuine way. Now, I admit that I'm not a big fan of Rick Santorum, but this is sort of a humanizing story about him.
Okay.
And I want to know what other people think about it.
Okay.
Because it...
My ears are open.
It borderlines on weird. So, Senator Rick Santorum, this is from April the 18th, 2005, Washington Post article. This is a long and exhaustive article on Rick Santorum and, you know, his politics, his him as a man. It gets, you know, very biographic. I read the whole thing start to finish to make sure I didn't want to miss anything. But I'm really going to concentrate on the first couple of paragraphs.
Do you want to know my opinion of Rick Santorum before you read this?
It can't be any different than mine, but go right ahead.
Well, from what I understand, I know that he's extremely anti-gay. And so I disagree with that.
He's a very social conservative guy.
Yes, he's like a Christian social conservative, mm-hmm. And he also favors a lot of big government policies. He's pro-war. I know he's asked Ron Paul, I think, before about war and kind of tried to call him out as, you know, you're against us because you're not with us, that kind of thing. In the war,
he's trying to paint Ron Paul as more left than Barack Obama because of his views on returning the military. Ron Paul's views aren't actually anti-war. They're anti-expansionist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he would be, according to what he said, for a war that was, you know, perpetrated against the United States. And I think he actually supported the Afghanistan invasion initially.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a great example of what happens when, you know, perhaps a, you know, something that made more sense at one time just keeps going and going. And then there's no clear goal in mind, that kind of thing.
And the other thing, the only other thing that I know about Rick Santorum is that the sex advice columnist Dan Savage coined a term, Santorum, that
yes.
is, it's not PG-13, so
yeah.
If you want to know what it means, you
You'd
can
have to go-
search
Google.
For it. But it is actually that term, Dan Savage's definition of Santorum, has eclipsed the real search term in Google results has eclipsed people looking for his political stuff and things like that.
It's called a Google bomb.
Yeah.
And what he did was basically, you know, have enough links. They used Google as a search engine in the way to make Santorum mean something that's scatological in nature.
Yeah.
And mildly funny if you don't like Santorum's policies. But
and that was a response because Dan Savage is gay, and that was a response to Santorum's, like, extremely wanting to use the government to make anti-gay policies, basically.
Right, and his opinion is, Santorum's opinion is essentially that if you can't use the government to, make marriage between a man and a woman, then you can't outlaw things like, if you can't outlaw sodomy, that's what he said. If you can't outlaw sodomy, then you can't outlaw incest, you can't outlaw bigamy, and you can't all outlaw several other things.
Oh, so he's trotting that out, like, you know, comparing, oh, if gays can get married, then next people will be wanting to marry their dogs.
Well, in this case, it was actually sex. It wasn't marriage. It was talking about sodomy, and in defense of a Texas sodomy law.
I mean, that is the worst kind of authoritarianism. Someone who wants to control what kind of sex you can have, and to use the government to enforce that is very scary. I mean, even if you don't agree with, if you find certain sex acts distasteful or whatever, I know some people do, think about what it would take to enforce those. You know, you would have to have the bedroom police, or you would really, the way it would really probably come down is that neighbors would be snitching on their neighbors. Mm. And this actually happens.
Those two guys living together, they might not just be roommates.
Right.
You know.
We're going to have to call the cops on them.
Just what we need. So here's a story about Rick Santorum and his life, and I am going to reserve judgment on this because I'm not sure what I think entirely about this, and I want to hear what you and the other listeners have to say about this particular. So let's try to clear our mind of our thoughts on Santorum.
Cleared.
And just read this. In his Senate office, on a shelf next to an autographed baseball, did I say it was written by Mark Leibovich from the Washington
Post? Don't think so.
Okay. Next to an autographed baseball, Rick Santorum keeps a framed photo of his son Gabriel, Michael, the fourth of his seven children, named for two archangels, Gabriel and Michael, born prematurely at 20 weeks. So, you're just very, very premature
at
child.
20 weeks?
Very, very small.
Did they not survive? I mean,
on October the 11th, 1996, and lived 2 hours outside of the womb.
Yeah.
Upon their son's death, Rick and Karen Santorum opted not to bring his body to a funeral home. Instead, they bundled him in a blanket and drove him to Karen's parents' home in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
There, they spent several hours kissing and cuddling Gabriel with his three siblings, ages 6, 4, and 1.5. They took photos, sang lullabies in his ear, and held a private mass. "That's my little guy," Santorum says, pointing to the photo of Gabriel in which his tiny physique is framed by his father's hand. The senator often speaks of his late son in the present tense. It's a rare instance in which he talks softly about his son. He and Karen brought Gabriel's body home so their children could absorb and understand that they had a brother. So that way he would seem real, not an abstraction, he says. It's not a fetus, either, as Rick and Karen were appalled to see him described in the hospital paperwork. Karen Santorum, a former nurse, wrote letters to her son during pregnancy and after her pregnancy, and she compiled them to a book, Letters to Gabriel, a collection of prayers, Bible passages, and a chronicle of prenatal complications that led to Gabriel's premature delivery. At one point, her doctor raised a prospective of an abortion, and Karen opted, option Karen ridicules in letters to Gabriel. And they talk about partial birth abortion, that kind of thing. And apparently, at some point, they actually took the child to the body, the fetus. I'm not sure what term to use here, baby, the body of the baby, to bed and slept with it that evening, and then had the funeral the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And I can only, having one child, I can only imagine what this must be like. A lot of
horrible tragedy.
Yeah, a lot of families don't survive the death of a child. Now, usually it's not a child that's stillborn, I guess is the term here.
Well, was it? They weren't really stillborn, though. They survived for a couple hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what to say. Proper terminology.
Extremely preterm.
Yeah.
Infant, yeah.
And I'm just wondering what is, Is this, what do you think? What do you think about the idea of bringing home a infant like this that's dead, and introducing it to the family and sleeping with it overnight? What's your thought on that as a parent or somebody?
Beware the man with one gun, for he probably knows how to use it. Never has this been more true than with the Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. The one rifle to have if you could have only one. It's the perfect lightweight, hard-hitting, do-it-all bolt-action rifle. Affordable, versatile, and reliable. Delivers 10 rounds of 308 Winchester performance. It's compact, lightweight, and accommodates a host of optics. Visit Ruger.com/scoutrifle or your local firearms retailer to learn more. The Ruger Gunsight Scout Rifle. It's mine, and it's American.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources. As you know, federal government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. European government and central bank spending policies have put the European Union on the brink of collapse. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are your assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain. Having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless. And it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals or having an IRA in precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108. And I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter at 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Sure, there are winter specials, and then there are super winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Battle through this cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters like Elderberry Power, Orgicillin, Olive Leaf Capsules, Grapefruit Seed Extract, and Respir 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't forget Vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, sale priced at only $9. We also have a super winter special on 6 homeopathic liquid detoxes. Whole body detox, liver detox, kidney detox, lymph detox, brain detox, and lung detox. All liquid detoxes, regularly $26.95, are now just $20. HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on now and save big when you hit the winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's Free Talk Live. After all, let me tell you about freedomcam.net. When it comes... comes to potential police abuse or automobile accidents, the important, most important place to protect yourself is while driving. FreedomCam.net is a groundbreaking new product that gives you the best all-around protection. It's a GPS black box dash cam, and it's easy to use. The unit has video cameras recording all around inside your vehicle. It also has a built-in microphone and GPS navigation, which records your driving route and speed for traffic stops and accidents, all kinds of other driving incidents. Maybe you have a child that or a young adult that borrows your car, and you want to keep an eye on it. This is a great way to do these things. Protect yourself.
Spy on your kids.
If that's what you wish to do. It is your property. After all, protect yourself with the ultimate witness at freedomcam.net. It doesn't say that in the copy about spying on your kids, but I think there's a use that some people might have for the device.
Well, you know, all surveillance technologies, I think, like all technologies in general, can be a double-edged sword. You know, like that information that comes out of that cam could be used to incriminate you or it could be used to protect you. In some way. And so I would just hope that, you know, people use it for the purpose of protecting themselves.
Yeah, when I first got one put in, my wife would often pull the plug on it so that it wouldn't be able to record while she was in the vehicle.
Some people are uncomfortable with that.
She's uncomfortable with the idea of being recorded for some reason or another. I used to tease her about her liaisons and, why she would be unplugging it. But yeah, as the case may be, I think it's a valuable tool. You never know when you're going to be pulled over, and this gives you the tool of, you know, video and audio.
And doesn't it record the speed also?
Yes.
So I recently read a couple of news stories about people who posted that they had used smartphone apps that recorded their speed to get themselves out of speeding tickets.
Oh, really?
And presented them as evidence in court. So I don't know if it would work at any court, but, you know, that if you are actually obeying the government speed limit, which not everybody does, but if you are doing that, it is possible that maybe this could help you.
Have
your speed recorded.
Whenever I've been accused of speeding, it's likely I was doing it, so that wasn't wouldn't be particularly useful.
Right, yes.
It could help you if that was the circumstance. I've just never had that circumstance come up. But I have had circumstances where I would have liked to have had the video or certainly seen other people that, you know, had video of police stops and that kind of thing. And it's extraordinarily valuable in those circumstances.
I think speed limits are one of the laws that pretty much no one follows all the time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, they're just there for revenue generation, and they're set artificially low so they can catch people, that kind of thing. I mean,
but it also serves to kind of show people, to illustrate the point that, you know, not everybody follows every law at all times, and society isn't breaking down.
Right.
You know,
the rule of law is not being upheld, but somehow or another, things go on. I drove down to Florida to take my wife and child down for their, you know, she snowbirds, and mm-hmm. goes with her wherever she goes.
Mm-hmm.
And I was noticing that it's those, you know, oftentimes those folks that are going the speed limit on the interstate create a bottleneck that causes people to try to, you know, pass them in a less than safe way and that kind of thing. And I really wonder, you know, do speed limits, especially on the interstate, cause more accidents than they, kill more people than they save or whatever? I don't know. I mean, I couldn't say. I think it's very interesting, though. So in the last segment, we were talking about Rick Santorum and a situation that happened in his family pre-2005. And I've got to say, Stephanie, when I read this story, I was gobstopped. I couldn't believe what I had read about the family taking home the 20-week-old baby that was born mm-hmm. and lived briefly, and then how they took him home, and I guess they brought the baby born prematurely. He lived only 2 hours. His wife brought home and introduce the dead infant to the rest of their children as your brother Gabriel. They spent several hours kissing and cuddling Gabriel with his three siblings, and then they slept with the body overnight, Rick and his wife did. And You know, I'm not trying to vilify him in this circumstance, but it really surprised me. This isn't the way things would go in my life. You know, I was raised differently, and I understand that there are different cultures out there. And I was wondering, you know, what are other? I mean, to me, I was just stupefied by this. I mean, this guy's a front runner now. Is this weird behavior that we don't want from a president, or is this sort of, you know, is this within the realm of normal? What do you think?
It's not my style. Like, it's not something that I would do.
Mm-hmm.
However, I wouldn't want to prohibit him from doing this.
Sure.
And I think that
I wouldn't either. But
I think that a good case could be made that they were probably violating some laws by doing this.
I suppose it wouldn't matter to me whether he broke laws or not.
Well, no, it doesn't matter to me either. But the point is that, you know, he wants to use the government to create a lot of these laws. And
it's okay for him to break them. So therefore, other people should have the freedom to do other things.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just a tragedy. Like, I'm sure it could help them say goodbye and accept their loss of this child that they thought they were going to have.
Mm-hmm.
I also don't think it should be used as a way to maybe vilify people who choose to end pregnancies that are that are just not going to work out. You know what I mean? And there are a lot of natural cases where babies are not born at term as planned and, you know, perfectly healthy, right? There are a lot of cases of spontaneous abortion, so-called, where, you know, a fetus just dies or doesn't make it for some reason. And it's really sad. It really is. But sometimes that just happens, right?
Yeah.
And it kind of seemed like in this story, there might have been little undertones. Like the mother wrote letters to the memory of her son, mm-hmm. saying that, you know...
It was clearly a very tragic happening in their family.
Yeah. It just seemed like this might have been a way to get, like, information out about how they would never condone abortion or something like that.
I frankly find abortion to be the ending of human life. I don't know what else to call it. You know, I don't think that prohibition of abortions worked particularly well when we had it in the past. And no. I think that there needs to be other ways to go about handling that circumstance. But if people believe, like I do, that abortion is the ending of human life, then they should step up. Get involved in the foster care, foster parent programs in their towns.
Or how about try to become, you know, activists about educating people about birth control.
All kinds of different ways that people could be involved. But this particular incident is being used. This was at Allen.com, Alan Combs' website, and it says here that. With the prospect of former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum running for president, former Bush advisor Mark McKinnon is scared by the thought of such a possibility. Santorum, and this is a quote from, I guess, Mark McKinnon here, Santorum represents, in my view, much of what's wrong in the Republican Party. While I disagree with him on some fundamental issues, what I'm much more concerned with is a lack of character. And then there's this little-known tidbit. I'm a pretty tolerant guy, but beyond this ideology, some of Santorum's behavior is just a little bizarre. And then they talk about the incident with the child. And I wonder, is this legitimate to use this as a bludgeon against this candidate? And I don't know. I mean,
I think his policies are bad enough.
855-450-3733.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's AffinityHealthProducts.com healthproducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Long Range Patrol Ration Entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com. Or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Live 855-453. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line. I'm just messing up that phone number all night tonight. 855-450-3733. You can call in toll-free and use SACL CAI's line that they sponsor for us here at Free Talk Live, and we thank them very much for it. Also, if you happen to smoke cigarettes, think about the e-cigarette for a minute. This is a device that will deliver nicotine to you that you can, well, use. I guess you could call it smoke. It's actually vaporized. It's a vaporizer. You can vaporize anywhere. You don't have to stand out by the dumpster in the rain and snow. And you can sit in your office and do this because there's no odor. It doesn't make your clothes stink. It's healthier for you, like 22,000 times healthier, which is a huge number. That's by one metric. I think that there's little dispute that it is healthier for you than cigarettes. And you'll save a lot of money. It's significantly cheaper than smoking cigarettes. You can get 40 cartomizers for about $70. And they'll throw in one of the best-made e-cigarettes in the market today completely free. It's got an oversized, vaporizer in it. It has a booster so that you can get a nice pull on it when you do so. You can go to vaporsmiths.com. Use coupon code FTL. Buy the 40 cartomizers, and you'll get free shipping and a free starter kit. Also, you can use the telephone number, 855-2-GET-VAPOR, if you don't like vaporsmiths.com, the website, or you don't have a computer, whatever. Be sure to use coupon code FTL so they know where you heard it from, and you can get that good deal of the free starter kit and free shipping. It's 855-2-GET-VAPOR, vaporsmiths.com.
You know, Mark, I wrote an article for the Freedom's Phoenix magazine that's coming out in January, and the theme was future predictions for 2012, and one of my predictions was that e-cigarettes will continue to help people quit smoking the vastly more harmful tobacco cigarettes.
Yes, even if you don't quit entirely, you know, using nicotine or whatever, at the very least, you'll probably diminish your use of cigarettes. If smoking fewer cigarettes is better for you, I think everybody can agree on that. So, you know,
unless you live in Boston and the government wants to ban them, e-cigarettes, then you become an outlaw, a scofflaw.
There certainly are some governmental agencies that find this disturbing, and well, that's because they don't have to look at anything sciencey; they can just pass whatever law they want. That's the advantage of working for the government. You never have to say you're sorry. Let's go to Jay in Newport News, Virginia. He wants to talk about this Santorum thing. Jay, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Mark, it's great to be able to talk to you.
Sure. Welcome. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live.
I almost consider yourself and your buddy and his distant cousins of mine, I believe, about 4 years, and really... kind of sold me on those ideas of liberty you push. This is the
Excellent.
First time I actually turned on your studio cam. Who else is in there with you?
Stephanie, my co-host, and actually we have Mandrick sitting off to the side here. He's kind of Stephanie's valet. He goes wherever she does.
And he sells baklava on the internet.
That's right, mandrick.com.
great to actually see all you for the first time. I've heard you for, like I said, I've been listening for about 4 years now.
I'll wave to you right now, Jay.
That is at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see what's going on in the studio. Just like Jay is.
The first, it's I know you don't like the plugs, but I've been listening, like I said, for quite a while, and it's good to finally put faces with names.
You know, when you listen to people on the radio, you develop a relationship with them. So it's a very interesting sort of one-sided relationship. You know who I am. You've listened to me for a very long time. And
don't know who they are.
I've never met you, Jay. And so it's interesting. I mean, like, you know, this is the dynamic of being on the radio.
See how vulnerable we are for our listeners. We just put ourselves out there.
Vulnerability attracts people.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like I said, again, I've been listening to you for a while, and I used to drive around with the old Ron Paul signs in my back of my car out here in Virginia during the last election. I got a few frowns, a lot of folks curious about what the Ron Paul revolution was, and actually I heard a lot of that stuff from you guys, so I kind of got hooked onto that and some of those ideas of liberty that you guys have been pushing.
Cool.
Not sure if I ever make it up there to New Hampshire, but I'm kind of enjoying myself down here in Virginia.
Got to do what's right for you. You know, there's all kinds of concern one has for one's life, and you know, got to do what's best for you.
Yeah, and actually, I came to Virginia because I saw that as at least I thought at the time was a little more liberty oriented. I'm kind of one of those Second Amendment kind of guys. So.
Mm-hmm.
And I've heard every now and again there'll be someone on the radio show talking about Virginia gun laws. And actually, it's pretty open here. We're one of those shall issue states. We're an open carry state.
So is New Hampshire on both of those.
Yeah.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
Good. You frequently see folks with the Glock hanging off their belt in Walmart, you know, strolling around.
Interesting.
Local cops, state cops, usually, at least down on our end, don't make that big of a deal out of it.
That's a good thing, because when they do make a big deal out of it, it can be a problem for the person carrying.
Oh,
so what are your thoughts on Santorum?
Well, I always kind of considered him, I know poll-wise, he never really made it up there all that high, and he just seems a bit on the fringe, but that's the first time I ever heard about that. And one of the, don't one of you have some medical training? Is there some issue with carrying, I hate to put it this way, a corpse around like that?
Yeah, I do. I'm in medical school right now, and, you know, it doesn't seem like the most hygienic thing in the world, for sure. That's why I speculated that there might be even some law against this, you know, because in a lot of states, it's not legal to bury a dead body in your own yard. Like, you must bury it in a cemetery and stuff, and, yeah, I do think that's a little iffy in terms of hygiene, for sure.
Yeah, I can buy off on that, like a large city, but, you know, you get folks out in the country, Kansas, Wyoming, out in the middle of nowhere, have issues with the family, and you see all kinds of family plots, but that's not the part that really got me. It's the I guess, laying in bed with it, and
yeah,
you were saying there was just some really kind of, that just seemed a little bit beyond the pale of, you know, we have a loss. But then the hugging, the kissing, the storing your house, it kind of goes on the idea that there might be something seriously wrong with the guy.
And
I mean, psychologically, that's...
Well, it's almost... The whole sleeping with it, it almost seems like a denial of the fact that it wasn't alive anymore. You know what I mean? Or that he wasn't... Excuse me, I don't want to call it it, because, you know...
The child.
So.
And this is what, Alan Combs' website is sort of bringing up here, mentioned by Mark McKinnon. And it's, when I heard it, I was in the same way. I was like stunned. This wouldn't go on in my family. But I know that, we're a little stiff from where I come from, what is it like for other families? And I know I had a good friend who was black, and he was talking about the way that they did funerals at his house. And I guess it was common to lay a person up for a couple of days in the living room for people to come by and visit. And
I've heard that,
And I was, when I heard this, I was stunned.
Death is kind of taboo, like especially corpses, can be very taboo, especially for some people. And I realize that a lot of people would be shocked by this thing about Santorum and would think it was really kind of strange and unusual. But honestly, I think that there's enough in his policies that want to discriminate against certain people and to like the pro-war stuff that really certainly enough to discredit him as someone that
I'm not trying to discredit him over this. What I'm trying to do is kind of figure out what do people, because this is a topic I've never heard talked about on talk radio, is what do people do about death in their family? How do they handle this? And it's very interesting.
Yeah, I could ahead, almost Jen. Accept that. If it was a 1-2-year-old child that they had been taken care of for quite a while, and there was an accident, sudden out of the blue kind of thing. But
it doesn't take all anybody ever has to be as a parent to know what it's like to experience and live briefly the death of a child, because that's biggest fear. You're constantly scared of that as a parent, and you think about what would life be like, and it's
it sounds like
tragic.
She was kind of prepared for it too, because she knew that the pregnancy wasn't progressing well.
Jay, thanks for the call. You can call in too at 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live's Live Sunday Edition.
Heritage for the Blind reminds you to be kind. There's something you can do for those who depend on you. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized charity, and your donation is tax-deductible. Whether your car runs or not, we'll tow it away for free. And as a special thank you, you'll receive a free 3-day hotel voucher to one of many exciting locations. So be a star. Donate your car. Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS or call 1-800-555-6689. And remember, you can prevent blindness by getting your eyes checked annually.
Call 1-800-DONATE-CARS, 1-800-DONATE-CARS today.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for Aromatic Liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about, 855-450-3733. We were talking about a situation where Rick Santorum, presidential candidate, was dealing with a death in his family quite a few years ago, and how that was, and just how different families deal with death, and what folks think about it, because, you know, people have different thoughts on this. How does one deal with a death in the family? Does one, in this case, he took the body of a 20-week-old child that was
infant. Yeah. I'd call it an infant. Yeah,
briefly lived a couple of hours, and they took it home, slept with it, sang lullabies, introduced it the body to the kids,
to the siblings.
Yeah, I don't even know how to, you know, the terminology. I don't want to use the wrong pronouns here. I want to be sort of understanding. I know that different families deal with things differently. I get it,
mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I've got to say I was just gobstopped by the idea here. I was stunned when I heard it, and I feel like the political process uses situations like this to pit groups against each other. Because this would be easy to say, well, that's just weird. And I don't know. I wanted to find out what other people thought at the same time.
Wow. Well, I mean, if I was going to pick on someone, I don't think I would do it for a death in their family.
It seems
like something that, like, maybe we shouldn't touch. But again, like I said in the last segment,
well, I'm not
definitely
touching it for that reason. I'm asking questions. I just want to know what people think about it.
Okay, fair enough. But I still think his policies stink.
I'm not trying to say don't vote for Rick Santorum because of a tragedy that went on in his family's life and how he dealt with it.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say don't vote for. If you want me to make a stand on Rick Santorum and voting for him, I say don't vote for him because. Put America back in time.
That's just it, though, Mark. For the Americans out there who support him and then are going to hear this story and think, oh, well, that's weird that he took his deceased infant home and slept with it, you know, and I'm not going to vote for him because of that. Like, why aren't they questioning his policies? Like, the fact that he's really pro-war and anti-gay. It doesn't make sense.
Indeed. Well, now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about your New Year's resolutions. For 2012, resolve to protect your most valuable asset, your family. daily we hear about all the crazy things happening around the world, whether it's unemployment or food shortages, natural disasters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I recommend wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com offers delicious, ready-made meals, all kinds of different ones, cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff are a couple of examples. And, you know, I've had several different ones, and they're all tasty. They're prepackaged in individual metal Mylar pouches that carry a 25-year shelf life. They come in a convenient plastic tote. Looks like a 3-gallon bucket kind of thing with a lid, and you can put it in your garage or basement. It'll be safe there for you for when you need it, when your family needs it. If they need it, it's good insurance to have. It's not like it's terribly costly. Insurance costs a lot more than this. And you can just go to wisefoodstorage.com and request a free entree sample. Use coupon code FTL. Get your free entree sample for a limited time. You can use the same coupon code to get no-cost shipping when you decide to order. Or you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE. Wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL. That's FTL as in Free Talk Live, the program that you are listening to. And, Stephanie, there's another odd little article I ran across this week.
This one disturbs me.
Yeah.
Because, so I'm a little familiar with this, but, you know, it's kind of become a little, I don't know, stereotype or meme, like on Free Talk Live, is that I'm some kind of a man-hating feminist or something like that. And I've always said a lot, I think, that I just don't like double standards. And to me, this article seems like a clear double standard, but it's, in this case, it's a bias against a boy.
And this is why it's particularly news, but this is from winknews.com. Wink is a station, a radio station, television station group down in Fort Myers, Florida. An online video shows a prank some would say went too far. Three young girls from Dunbar Middle School videotaped themselves tackling an 11-year-old boy and taking off his clothes. All of them. The group can be heard laughing at times and mocking the boy as he struggled to break free. He stopped to chat with his friends, and they thought it would be funny, said the boy's mother. The child, who we're not identifying, is a fifth grader at Ray Potroff Elementary. His mother says that she only found out about the video when her older son, who goes to school with the girls, said that his friends had seen the video online. So the
young... Oh my gosh, so they not only videotaped themselves doing this, but also put it online?
Yes. That's,
wow.
This is done a lot with these with pranks and things.
That's just awful. I mean, speaking as someone who was like bullied a lot in school, I mean, they didn't have like the ability to put it on YouTube then.
Sure.
But you know, it could be awful, and it was awful for everybody, not just me.
Yeah.
And it was like that. You know, kids would just find something to make fun of you for. It didn't matter. They'd make fun of your name, your hair, your shoes, your glasses, like whatever they could find.
That much is true. You know, my last my real name in real life is Edgington. Not Mark Edge. I just shortened it up in order to make things easier.
Mark Edge.
Yeah. But, you know, I remember being in, like, kindergarten or first grade and some kids trying out the joke of calling me Mark Edgington, he weighs a ton, or something like that. Right? I've always been a skinny child, right? So, I mean, it was just, it would have been, I suppose it might have been worse and more painful if I had been fat, but I never was. I mean, it was always one of the thinner ones in the group. So it's just, you're right, kids will try to find anything in order to make fun of, and this is just a prank situation here.
Yeah, but this is just, to me, like, we haven't even gotten far into the article yet, but to me, this is just an example of hazing, you know, like, which goes on in the schools, and maybe not hazing, like, for this boy to get into a club or something, but just the idea that school is an environment where it's so condoned and it's so okay for, like, some people to be on top and other people to be on the bottom. And it's just this, like, very hierarchical structure where somebody always has to win and someone else has to lose. And there's not much, like, egalitarianism. There's not much real consideration of the kids' preferences and desires. Like, they don't get to choose what to study. They don't get to choose when to go to the bathroom. They don't really get to choose much at all, right? And if they, you know, if they're bored by what they're supposed to be being taught in school, they can't just get up and leave. They can't get up and do something else. They have to sit still, or else they'll probably be diagnosed with, like, ADHD or something, right? Because they're a problem to the teachers. But, you know, I think when kids are constantly treated like that for a long time, they kind of get it in their heads that okay, this is the way it's supposed to be. Someone's supposed to win, and the person who's supposed to win is like the bigger, stronger person who's more, who's on the top of the ladder. And so I can be sort of on the top of the ladder if I push other kids around.
I suppose.
Know?
I mean, it's a way to sort of diagnose this, and that, and it could be true. I don't know. But what, for me, this ends up doing, and this is a situation where three girls strip and mock a 5-year-old.
Yeah, that's cruel.
And
very cruel.
The police did initially bring charges, but then the charges were dropped when the mother did not want to, refuse to press charges. Now, I'd like to point
out, that's not going to help
anybody. Where I'm very familiar with the law, you don't need somebody to press charges. If the cops really wanted to hold charges against these girls, they could do that. Mm-hmm. Now, the mother saying that she didn't want charges brought is powerful in this circumstance, and I'm glad the police aren't doing it. But I would also like to point out a few months ago, there was a situation where a young man did a prank in his high school where he put an inflatable doll. I don't think an inflatable woman doll in the girls' locker room. It wasn't even inflated. It was just in the box.
Mm-hmm.
And he received a felony charge for this. Now, this
was
a misdemeanor for these girls, and this one of these girls in this circumstance, and then it was dropped.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I'm just asking the audience out there to consider, what would the charge be if three middle school boys, young men, decided to take an elementary girl's clothes off?
Yeah.
And would this prank then be not such a prank, but more so a sexual assault? Would these young men have?
Oh, I think it would be, absolutely.
I think that it's fair
and,
to say.
You know, this is one of the important double standards and biases against men in society.
It's huge.
They are encouraged, like, not to show any feelings, especially, unless it's anger. Like, anger is acceptable, but they're encouraged to just, tough it out, you boys don't cry, that kind of thing. And if three girls were tackling you and stripping all your clothes
they're
off.
They're bigger than him, and significantly bigger, and they were picking on somebody who's weaker, and it's sad. But another cultural bias is that men are sexual predators.
Yep.
And women are these chaste little creatures. And
the flip side of the bias against men showing any emotions and being tough, right, is the idea that women are like just so fragile that they can't handle anything and they have to be protected and stuff. Which neither of those is entirely, is accurate, I don't think.
I'm interested if people think that it makes sense. It doesn't make sense that women and girls are treated differently in this area, because there are many people out there that would say exactly that, that it's important that women, have the power.
I certainly don't like the idea that boys, should be treated differently. If they're beat up, they shouldn't get attention for that. I mean, that's crazy.
855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. It's 855-450-FREE.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Pure Life Water, helping you drink better and live better by providing a zero-calorie alternative to sugary drinks. Visit us at nestle-purelife.us. When kids are playing, they often don't want to stop to keep hydrated, so send them out with a bottle of water and encourage them to take frequent drink breaks, or call them inside for a quick sip. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money, controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.